from KQED. This week, a forensic group from Guatemala is reaching out to immigrants in Southern California. Their visit comes as the sentencing of an accused Guatemalan war criminal convicted of immigration fraud in Southern California draws near. The group has been gathering DNA samples in the Los Angeles area, which is home to the largest expatriate community of Guatemalans in the U.S. The forensic team is hoping to solve mysteries about loved ones who either died or went missing during that country's 36-year civil war. KPCC's Leslie Beristein Rojas spent some time with the forensic group recently and files this report.
Javier Alvarez doesn't remember much from the time his father went missing from their home in Guatemala in 1982. He was only 10 years old then, but he remembers the hushed conversations between his mother and grandfather, the hand-wringing as they tried to come to grips with his father's kidnapping.
I remember they told me that my father had disappeared. And my grandfather and my mother were going around in circles. They were asking them for ransom, but no one came for it, for the money.
His father never reappeared. More than three decades later, Alvarez joined the audience at a meeting hall near downtown Los Angeles, filled with fellow Guatemalan refugees. They were there to learn about a project that's been using DNA to identify the bodies of some of Guatemala's roughly 45,000 wartime desaparecidos, the disappeared, most of them kidnapped by the Guatemalan military. Since 2004, the Guatemalan Forensic Anthropology Foundation has been exhuming and identifying the bodies of desaparecidos, excavating clandestine mass graves and military sites. The nonprofit NGO receives U.S. and international funding. In 2008, they began collecting DNA from family members of the missing in Guatemala. So far, they've identified more than 3,000 bodies, almost 250 of them through DNA.
We wanted to give voice to the disappeared. We wanted to give a voice to those bodies. We wanted the bodies, those disappeared people, to talk directly to their families so we could connect with them. We wanted them to remember that their loved one is missing and that they need them to look for them.
That's Freddy Pecciarelli, a forensic anthropologist and the Guatemala-based group's director. His own uncle disappeared during the war, and his family ended up fleeing the violence in Guatemala after his father was threatened. He was raised in Brooklyn. Now, his group is making contact with refugees in the U.S. So far, they've collected only a couple dozen DNA samples in Los Angeles. But Pecciarelli hopes more immigrants will participate now that recent trials of accused Guatemalan war criminals in the U.S. have revived public interest. Many of those who survived the war carry their trauma silently, trying to bury the past. Patricia Foxen is a Washington, D.C.-based anthropologist on the board of the Guatemala Human Rights Commission.
It's extremely difficult for them because sometimes they're not actually sure what happened to their disappeared family member. When I was doing my fieldwork in Guatemala, for example, the guerrillas were being demobilized and, you know, in these camps, and people from the community that I was living in would ask me to take pictures because they thought that I might be able to find their sons or their husbands who had disappeared, you know, 15 years beforehand or 20 years beforehand. I thought that was astonishing that they still had hope, you know, that those people would show up.
None did. It's presumed that those who went missing have long been dead. Foxen says even today, even for those who moved thousands of miles north.
It's really, really hard for people to live with that big question mark every single day.
It's a question mark that Javier Alvarez wants to put to rest. At the recent community meeting in L.A., Alvarez sat down to have a DNA swab taken from the inside of his cheek. Afterward, he grew emotional, recalling his childhood.
All this makes me glad to know there's a possibility that I can find my father again after so much time. You can imagine, in life, you miss your father, your mother. I would have liked to have enjoyed being with them from the time I was small to when I grew up.
Pecciarelli says he used to think finding and burying the bodies of loved ones would provide closure to these families. Now, he's not so sure.
One of them said, you know, I had a purpose before because my father was missing. And he was found, and I'm very thankful. I don't know what to do with myself now because my entire life was about looking for him.
The work continues. Pecciarelli and his group are looking for more expatriate Guatemalans who are willing to submit DNA samples. Meanwhile, accused war criminal Jorge Sosa faces sentencing for immigration fraud next month in Riverside County. He could eventually be deported to Guatemala to stand trial for his alleged role in a wartime massacre. Whatever happens, Pecciarelli hopes that by then, more families will have answers about their missing loved ones. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Berestein-Rojas in Los Angeles.